streets with them. Church music. Street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music. Street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music. Street wisdom.
We face the spirit of truth with no faking. We spreading love, we ain't down with the hating. If you offended by what we be saying, you gotta be careful the idols you praising. Stand on my word, I don't fall flat. We some big dogs and some boss cats. We said what we said, we don't walk back. You talk to me and I'll talk back. It's the host with the most on the west coast. We fall right here and they never could get close. They doing dirt in the dark and get exposed. If you a topic, you might as well get low. It's about current events, about real life. We sympathize and we know what it feel like. Gotta be soldiers out here, Navy SEAL type. We deconstructing the game, we gon' be right. Talking morality, talking mortality. Talking about victory, talking about tragedy. With the charisma and the personality. He can do suit and tie, he can do casually. Something you have to see, give it a listen. Gotta tune in, you don't know what you missing. The game is so sickening, it need a prescription. We strip you the streets and we give them the wisdom.
Talk to me and I'll talk back. Talk to me and I'll talk back. Talk to me and I'll talk back. I'll talk back. I'll talk back. Talk to me and I'll talk back. Talk to me and I'll talk back. Talk to me and I'll talk back. I'll talk back. I'll talk back.
Street wisdom.
Talk to me and I'll talk back.
Talk back.
Talk to me and I'll talk back.
Talk back.
Talk to me and I'll talk back. I'll talk back. I'll talk back.
Street wisdom.
Talk to me and I'll talk back.
Talk back.
Talk to me and I'll talk back.
Talk back.
Talk to me and I'll talk back. I'll talk back. I'll talk back.
Street wisdom.
What's up with it? Street wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back.
Back.
I am your host, Church Music.
Music.
What's going on out there? Lots going on again in the public world right now. I am your host, Church Music. And I'm just disturbed with a lot of stuff that's going on. And I just want to give my public opinion. And I was on what we call the world of distraction, social media. And check this out, what this young lady had to say about to be a better wife.
There are five things that I'm doing to become a better wife. Number one, not sweating the small things. Did he forget to take out the trash? It's okay. I'm free. I can do it. Did he leave his socks on the floor again? Oh, well, it's okay. I can pick it up.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to fuss about things that I, too, am perfectly capable of doing to help out my husband as his helper, his helpmeet. You left your socks on the floor again. Okay, just pick it up. Just pick it up.
Okay.
If you know it's an area that he falls short in, then help him out. Be his helper. Stop complaining. Just do it. Two, listening to understand instead of just listening to get my point across. It's not about who's right and who's wrong. It's about getting to the root of the issue so that both of us can be on the same wavelength.
Okay.
Number three, showing gratitude in the little things, whether it be putting gas in my car, getting me a nice treat out on the street, or even rubbing my back. I will always appreciate the little things he does, and I'll make it my duty to express that gratitude because I know it makes him feel happy deep down inside. Number four, wow. Letting him have the final say. My husband is my leader and my head, so honestly, giving him the authority to finalize decisions shows him that I love him, respect him, honor him, and I trust his judgment. And number five, being more flexible. It's not always about me and what I want to do. Sometimes you're going to have to watch that movie you don't really care for or go to an event that wasn't necessarily your first choice just to show your partner that, you know, you love them and you respect what they want to do too. Because his happiness matters too, not just yours. A happy man is God's plan.
Is that right? Right here on Street Wisdom, we love everybody's public opinion. But for some women, we have to know the real truth. We can't have a happy wife because the game is so trife. Let me break that down for you real slow. We can't obtain a happy wife when the woman in her heart is so trife. Well, what does that mean, Mr. Radio Man? We always hear the tips of the what's important for a man to be a better man, whether it's his loved one or a young lady that he's dating, or, you know, side sliding with a nice shooby dooby, whatever the case may be. But right here on Street Wisdom, Talk to Me and I'll Talk Back with your host, Church Music. Ladies, for those that are listening under the sound of my voice right here and right now, there's four things that a man, all we need are four things. That's for free. Let me break that down for you real slow. Four things. One, two, three, four things that all men need that are for free. not about the movie that you don't want to watch, or rubbing his back, or whatever the case may be. We need more than that in real life, in real reality, because there's a disconnect with women and men in courtship and affection and knowing one another. It's just really not there. Men today, especially black men, they're not excited about meeting black women or wanting to be in a relationship with a black woman, which is very hurtful because our mothers are black, your sisters are black, your aunties are black. The disconnect and the separation amongst men and women, especially black men and black women, is hurtful. Everybody's on edge. There's no real opportunity of really getting to know somebody. I remember back in the day when we met a nice real shooby dooby, we were excited about meeting this woman, which means that we wanted to put on our favorite cologne. Okay, and at that time, I believe it was gray flannel, if I'm correct. Or put on our nice shirt that our grandmother got us for Christmas for the fifth year in a row. Okay, we were excited about meeting a nice young lady. You know, I'm talking about telling our partners, look, man, y'all can go over here and do this and do that. Man, I met me a nice little shooby dooby. We got a little date. Hey, I got to be on time. I got to get this. We don't have that connection anymore. Marriages. I don't see many men today running to get married. I haven't been into a marriage in 15 years, and that was my cousin at the time. So we clearly see there's no black sensitivity and nourishment in the black love. And I believe that we can get back to that, but the fatal distractions are the familiar spirits that come with knowing a nice young lady. It's traumatizing. Four things. Number one, motivating me. I mean, motivating me to say that, giving me the words of encouragement, of sensitivity, to motivate me to be more effective with my prayer life, or motivating me to achieve a certain goal that I would like to accomplish. And she's motivating me day in and day out, and day in and day out. I like that. Motivating me enough to know that, is my mental okay because of the world that we live in right now? It's traumatizing. Motivating me to be a man of great fitness, to exercise. Motivating me to be a man of my word and stand on business. Okay? Number two, if you ain't loving on me, and we don't mean sexually in the bed and just hopping up and down, we talking about loving on me with the sensitivity that comes from God. Loving on me to know, did I eat okay today? Did I eat on time today? Did I take my vitamins or my supplements? Loving on me to know that, is my heart right? Loving on me to know, is thy heart is right with mine? And if so, give me your hand. And it's for free. Okay? Number three, ladies, for those that are listening under the sound of my voice, if you ain't getting no money with me, you must go left and I must go right. Because today in relationships is that me going out to dinner with you and, you know, we having fun and we're having cocktails or whatever the case may be, and there's no real agenda for the purpose of building, okay? That means, you know, I'm loving on you, you're loving on me, you're going to work, you get off work, you're tired, we hook up, I call you, you call me, I text you, you text me, meet me here, meet me there, I want to do this, I want to do that. We need to think about that. Because if there's no nature of getting money with me, therefore that we could believe together, that we can resurrect together in dunamis power, resurrection power, the book of Deuteronomy 8:18, remember that it is he, God, that gives us the power to get wealth so that he can establish a covenant with us. Because if I believe in you and you believe in me, allow us to have a plan together, God's original plan together. Okay? Because if I'm getting money and you getting money, together we're operating in the body of Christ as one. Each one teach one, but at the same time, we forget. Teach one, reach one. Okay? So if you're in the will to just want to work a 9-to-5, and you don't have gifts that's been inspired by God, or allowing yourself to really allow a real man to lead you in your life without conflict, problematic behavior, unpredictable, scatterbrained, because that's what I'm witnessing right now. Okay? Number 4, if you ain't praying for me, and I'm not saying God bless him because he's going through some things. I'm saying if you're not praying for me, and I want you to hear me real slow. As I put this wisdom in your ear hole, the right side of the right throne of God. Let me put this wisdom in your ear hole. If you're not praying for me to ask God to edify my life, ask God to multiply my life financially, okay, as a direction that comes from God to help build the woman of God so we can manifest together as one in the majestic name of God. And I'm saying, give me your hand. Repeat after me, Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, bless Emmanuel. Keep Emmanuel uplifted. Protect Emmanuel. That's what I'm talking about, praying for me. Because if you notice that a lot of division and separation amongst the body of Christ, amongst man and woman and black woman and black man, is all because there's one of the other that doesn't know the foundation of the spirit. If she operates in the spirit realm, he that does not real spiritual, he cannot operate in a form of affection with the connection, because the body of Christ must be on one accord. If he's unequally yoked and she's yoked because she's a spiritual woman and she goes to God when she's in conflict with this man and she prays for this man and she drives home from work and says, God bless him, I'm doing everything that I can and I just seem to not know where to go from this point in my life. God, I am asking for you to intercede into my life to bless my husband, to bless my special friend. But if he is ignorant to the acceptance of God's goodwill and God's good faith and how God can change all things and God is a healer in all things, and if he believes and operates in faith as a mustard seed, but through the neglect of not receiving the teaching of God, from being a man in childhood trauma, or saw his father create domestic violence, or suffering from alcoholic or drug abuse and being a witness to molestation, allegedly, so we can't operate in together in apostolic power. Okay? 4 things that are for free, don't cost a dime, and we don't even get that. But you share your concerns of where you want us to be in life and what we need to have or what we need to make or what we must acquire to be in your life when your heart is not even there and your mind is the size of an ant. There is no affection and sensitivity. Most women today don't even wear lingerie anymore. Okay? Let me break that down for you real slow. Most women today don't even wear lingerie. And then they look into and they ask and understand, why are they going through these housekeeping issues with their significant other or their husband or loved one? But instead, they will wear a double X t-shirt with a bonnet on every day with no course of affection or creating a new experience or just saying that my man works so hard and I think this will be a great treat for him, as well as a blessing to show him some black sensitivity from what it used to be at one time. We don't get that. So let us be gentle and let us know that there's four things that we all need as men, and that is for free. Okay? Without backlash or destroying the woman of God or the woman of testimony or the woman of witness. But it's a crisis with courtship and black love as well as black sensitivity. I'm looking as a man to possibly be married one day. But how things are looking right now, the pickings ain't that great. Okay? And let us be clear right here on Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. Nobody's perfect in anything. So let me be clear. But let me have clarity to share with you that as you know these women and women as you know these men, you have to know your audience at the same time. Which means don't let all the situations be a familiar spirit. Okay? Which means what it looked like from the beginning to the end. A familiar spirit. Let your hearts be right. Let us possibly have a connection of love and black love. It's important to man and woman to man. And cultures all over the world, we're in a crisis of division and separation amongst relationships today. So right here on Street Wisdom, a quick bar in your right ear hole, the right throne of God, wisdom that comes from God, from the streets to the suites. Okay? Church music. So, for those that are listening under the sound of my voice, it's just my public opinion. So let me not be persecuted, but let me be a witness in fair reasoning based on, is thy heart right for woman and man and woman? Is thy heart is right with mine? And if so, give me your hand. And we thank you right here, right now on Street Wisdom. This segment is brought to you by Boss of My Blessings, exclusive products and merchandise on my bomb site. We thank you for being the premier sponsor right here today. Again, that's bossofmyblessings.com. Get it now. We thank you again for listening on Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. I am your host, Church Music. And again, ladies, never forget, there's four things all we ask that are for free. Don't cost you a dime. Because we know that money scares some people. Thank you for joining us. Change.